This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Federal immigration officers have arrested some people in Massachusetts when they show up for scheduled appointments at the beginning of the green card application process. WBUR has confirmed that up to five people were arrested and detained yesterday at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services offices in Lawrence. They all had deportation orders. WBUR's Shannon Dooling is following the story, and she joins us now with more. Hi there, Shannon.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so tell us what happened in Lawrence yesterday.
Right. So according to at least one attorney that I've spoken with, his client is a Brazilian national who's been living in the country for more than 15 years. She's a small business owner. She's married to a U.S. citizen and has a U.S. citizen daughter in middle school and two stepchildren. So she showed up yesterday at the citizenship office in Lawrence. She had an appointment, and she was looking to begin the process of becoming a green card holder. Mm-hmm. So the first part of that process for her particular case is a marriage interview, so trying to detect any fraud. Her husband underwent questioning first, separately, and then she underwent questioning. And after the interview, the attorney tells me that an ICE agent walked back into the office and said, "We're taking you into custody. You have removal orders. Mm-hmm. You have deportation orders." So I ask this woman's attorney, Brian Doyle, if ICE agents, you know, have the authority to take people into custody as they were trying to start this green card process. Here's Brian.
Yes, they have the authority to, but you're typically not going to see that person be detained in that environment because they are, you know, taking that first step in obtaining status through whatever avenue that they have.
So, Shannon, I think this is why what happened in yesterday in Lawrence is surprising, eye-opening, because, I mean, is this a new tactic that we're seeing now? I'm not sure I'd ever heard of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials arresting people as they're trying to get into the green card process.
Right. So what I've been told by lawyers and advocates is that, yes, this is sort of a new tactic, if you will. So USCIS, that's Citizenship and Immigration Services, and ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, have always had the ability to act in scenarios like this. That's always been on the books, so to speak. But under the Obama administration, these folks, people with no criminal records, people starting the process of becoming a legal permanent resident, people that have some sort of familial relationship with the U.S. citizen, they would not have been detained most likely. They weren't priorities. These are people who, like we said, the government is telling them to show up for an appointment. Mm-hmm. If they don't show up for that appointment, then the process starts all over. They've abandoned that process. If they do show up for an appointment now and they have these deportation orders, they run the real risk of being detained and potentially deported. So it's a real catch-22. So ICE did confirm with me that five people were arrested and detained yesterday. All of them had final orders of removal or deportation orders. ICE says they were given a, quote, investigative tip, and that's how they ended up at the USCIS offices. We've confirmed that three of those five immigrants that were taken into custody yesterday had no criminal record and were there to start the green card process.
Okay. So what's next then, Shannon? I mean, for example, for the woman who you mentioned at the beginning who's still in detention.
Right. So she is being detained in a county facility. She's not seen her family since she was taken into custody yesterday. Her lawyer says that she could be in detention for weeks, and that depends on how the process unfolds. Ultimately, she could be deported back to Brazil, which I should say is a country she's not visited in more than 15 years. But big picture, lawyers and advocates say this is going to push a lot more people into the shadows and discourage this segment of immigrants in particular from coming forward and really beginning the process of getting legal status.
Well, that's WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling. Shannon will stay on this story and report more on it as we discover. Shannon, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Meghna.